Today, we are going to take a closer look at Linda Stevens' captivating artwork, Pultada Chukorpar. As we engage in a visual analysis, I encourage you to observe the artwork thoughtfully, considering how its various components come together to create a powerful narrative. Let's begin by closely examining the visual elements in this piece. At first glance, the vibrant colors immediately draw our attention. The canvas is predominantly awash in deep reds and warm oranges, with intricate patterns of black dots and swirls weaving throughout. These colors are not only visually striking, but also emotionally resonant, evoking feelings of warmth, energy, and perhaps a connection to the earth. As we delve deeper, notice the lines that traverse the canvas. They are predominantly curved and fluid, creating a sense of movement that guides our eyes across the artwork. Can you feel how these lines lead you to explore different areas of the piece? Now, let's identify the specific elements of art present in Pultada Chukorpar. The lines here are predominantly smooth and flowing, mimicking the natural forms of water and serpents. They create an organic quality that feels alive, as if the water serpents are indeed swimming through the Pultada rock hole. The shapes in the artwork are both organic and abstract. We can see rounded forms representing the serpents and their environment, intermingling in a way that suggests harmony with nature. When we examine the color palette, it becomes clear that Stevens has chosen a limited yet striking selection of colors. The reds and oranges dominate the canvas, symbolizing warmth and vitality, while the black dots provide contrast that adds depth and highlights specific areas. This use of color creates a sense of vibrancy and life, while the warm tones can evoke feelings of connection to the land and its stories. Have you noticed how certain colors can evoke specific emotions? Next, let's consider the texture of the artwork. While we cannot physically touch the painting, we can observe that the surface appears smooth, with the dots giving it a tactile quality. This smoothness enhances the flowing nature of the lines, allowing our eyes to glide effortlessly across the composition. In Aboriginal art, the texture can evoke a sense of earthiness, connecting the viewer to the land that inspires the stories. Now, let's think about the use of space within the artwork. The arrangement of elements is dynamic, with positive spaces, like the serpents, interacting with negative spaces, the areas of canvas left untouched. This balance creates a sense of harmony and allows the viewer to appreciate both the depicted forms and the empty spaces, which are just as significant in conveying meaning. Does the balance of space enhance the overall composition for you? Shifting our focus to the principles of design, we can analyze how these elements are organized within the artwork. The balance in Pultada Chukorpar leans towards asymmetrical. While there are dominant shapes, the distribution of colors and lines creates a feeling of equilibrium that is pleasing to the eye. This balance allows for a sense of movement and flow, enhancing the narrative quality of the piece. Harmony is also evident in the artwork. The recurring use of warm colors and flowing lines creates a cohesive feel, uniting the various elements into a single, powerful narrative. The contrast between the vibrant reds and the dark dots adds visual interest, drawing attention to specific areas and creating depth that invites viewers to look more closely. Speaking of emphasis, the focal point in this artwork seems to rest on the serpents themselves, which are highlighted by the surrounding patterns and colors. This focus encourages viewers to engage with the story of the water serpents, inviting us to ponder their significance within the broader context of Aboriginal culture. As we analyze movement within the artwork, we can see how the arrangement of lines and shapes creates a path for our eyes to follow. The curves lead us from one part of the painting to another, mimicking the natural flow of water and reinforcing the sense of life within the piece. Now, let's consider pattern and repetition. The use of dots throughout the painting creates a rhythmic quality, enhancing the sense of movement and the interconnectedness of the elements. This repetition is crucial in Aboriginal art, as it often symbolizes continuity and the passing down of knowledge through generations. Lastly, examining scale and proportion reveals that while the serpents are prominent, they are not overwhelmingly large. Their size in relation to the overall composition emphasizes their connection to the landscape and the stories they inhabit. In conclusion, the interplay of these elements of art and principles of design in Pultada Chukwapa creates a rich tapestry of meaning and emotion. Linda Stevens masterfully conveys the cultural significance of the water serpents through her use of color, line, and texture, inviting viewers to engage with the stories that have been passed down through generations. The artwork serves not only as a visual feast, but also as an entry point into understanding the deep-rooted connections between Aboriginal culture, the land, and its narratives. As you reflect on this piece, consider how the combination of these elements shapes your own experience and understanding of the artwork. Thank you for joining me in this visual exploration.